we feel anything at all. spinning around me are getting dizzy. I'll drop out of the race for my personal space. If the rocket's rearing, it's so cold and I'm in your skin. It's just how I'm feeling. If you want my love, got to get close to me. If you need my love, you got to get close to me.
If you need my love, you got to be close. like you said it would. Frozen never lies. About to life is free. I can never cross. I'm not so cold. I'm not so cold.
Sidetracked to do this thing, you know? know, and yet I really think that that's what maybe what Pat Robertson is suffering from is just what we all suffer from. It's just that sense that some things are too overwhelming, and it's sometimes easier to find excuses not to have to care.
Again, do I hear you explain? Do I hear you telling me that I'm a little like that? I'm a, are you telling me? No, don't do that, because then I can't be angry at him.
Well,
I don't want him to be doing anything.
No, no, I think like it's right to be angry. It's wrong. It's wrong today, depending on what you do with that anger, I suppose.
Yeah.
But you know, but I think it's all right to be angry, and it's all right to be frustrated by these people. And actually, what I'm saying is that I'm a bit like Pat Robertson.
Are you saying?
If I, you know, I would be the guy holding up the picket sign that says I am the problem. That would be me. But
start the 800 club.
Just the same. I don't know. I think it's more like 350, right?
Exchange rate.
350 in here. It's the 350 club. So have we gotten through that yet? Well, the reason I say this actually is because tonight one of the things that we bring with us when we caravan on this great musical tour is we bring Bloodwater Mission out with us. And first I would love for you to find a way to give to what's happening in Haiti. You know, the needs are so overwhelming immediately, and so find a way. In the midst of this crisis, to give, you know, I think there's a lot of different things you can simply text to donate $10, or you can actually just get on a plane and go down there at some point in the next, you know, 20 years or so as we rebuild. A friend was asking today, like, well, you know, you guys normally talk about Bloodwater from stage. What are you going to do? And I thought, well, that's sort of the curious and crazy thing about this is that. People in Africa, the urgency of people needing water in Africa doesn't change when a catastrophe happens in Haiti. And so tonight I thought I should just take the opportunity to say, you know, Bloodwater Mission is here tonight. They've got a table out there. You can see some of the things that they're doing. It's really amazing work. It's really making a difference in people's lives. And it does mean the difference of life and death. In Africa, even though most of our focus right now feels like it's on Haiti. So most of us have the resources to give to both, I would say. So tonight, if that's on your heart, please do that, all right? Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, my birthday was yesterday. I gotta say, I like my 20s better than I like my teens. So, already. It really has been amazing to kind of see in this day and age how information travels so quickly. I remember, just last night I was on my phone, we were riding on the bus, and that's when I first heard that there's been this devastating earthquake in Haiti. And so it thus began the barrage of just trying to listen to, just listen to the news and hear what's really going on. And then heard some really difficult information surrounding this man named Pat Robertson. I probably don't even need to really bring it up, but it's really important because I think it actually tends to describe a little bit, maybe in subtler ways, the way most of us actually operate. His whole point, he says, is that he thinks that the earthquake is sort of God cleaning house for the people that are doing terrible, bad, awful things in Haiti. And thank you. I agree. I'll be honest, I don't normally get up at our shows and feel like I need to say that much, but actually just because he's guitar broke, I get to do this. But I'll just say that, great, thanks, all right.
Everything's fine. We're all fine here. We're all fine.
So what I was saying...
When did the band get your birthday? Talk about that.
I got a new iPod from the band, which is great. I left my old iPod somewhere in the continental United States. Somebody has a lot of like really bizarre beginnings of songs that don't really exist. So you might start seeing those on the internet. Just enjoy those. What was I talking about? I was talking about water. The thing is that I remember when AIDS first started being talked about in the U.S., how there was this grand declaration, again, from I think the same voice, possibly, saying that that was God's wrath on the people of Africa. It was Newt Gingrich. No, I think it was Pat Robertson.
How about, who are you taking in the playoffs? Baltimore,
I'm actually going to point to this. This isn't actually just to sort of present this man as a bit of a problem, but actually what it is just to kind of say that what I recognize in the way that he describes all of these crises and these tragedies and things that are happening all over the world is that's really the way most of us approach most things. We're really quick to find the excuses and the reasons not to care, you know? And I recognized, even today I was tweeting about how terrible I thought those statements that Pat Robertson had made were. I recognized that that I do the same thing at a much smaller scale, and that I can start a litany of reasons why I shouldn't get involved in something. Most of those reasons are based on, ideas of convenience. I'm on a trajectory, I'm going somewhere, and I don't need the inconvenience of being sidetracked to do this thing, And yet, I really think that's what Pat Robertson is suffering from is just what we all suffer from. It's just that sense that some things are too overwhelming, and it's sometimes easier to find excuses not to have to care.
Again, do I hear you explaining, do I hear you telling me that I'm a little like that? Are you telling me? No, don't do that, because then I can't be angry at him. I want him to be doing it to me.
No, I think it's right to be angry. It's wrong, depending on what you do with that anger, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I think it's all right to be angry and it's all right to be frustrated by these people. And I'm actually what I'm saying is that I'm a bit like Pat Robertson.
Are you saying
if I, you know, I would be the guy holding up the ticket sign that says I am the problem. That would be me. But,
the 800 Club.
Just the same. I don't know. I think it's more like 350, right?
Exchange rate.
It's 350 in here. It's the 350 Club. So have we gotten through that yet? Well, the reason I say this actually is because tonight one of the things that we bring with us when we caravan on this great musical tour is we bring Bloodwater Mission out with us. And, you know, and first I would love for you to find a way to give to what's happening in Haiti. You know, the needs are so overwhelming immediately. And so find a way. In the midst of this crisis to give. You know, I think there's a lot of different things. You can simply text to donate $10 or you can actually just get on a plane and go down there at some point in the next, you know, 20 years or so as we rebuild. A friend was asking today, like, well, you know, you guys normally talk about Bloodwater from stage. What are you going to do? And I thought, well, that's sort of the curious and crazy thing about this is that people in Africa, the urgency of people needing water in Africa doesn't change when a catastrophe happens in Haiti. And so tonight I thought I should just take the opportunity to say, you know, Bloodwater Mission is here tonight. They've got a table out there. You can see some of the things that they're doing. It's really amazing work. It's really making a difference in people's lives. And it does mean the difference of life and death. In Africa, even though most of our focus right now feels like it's on Haiti. So most of us have the resources to give to both, I would say. So tonight, if that's on your heart, please do that, all right? Thanks. Alright. This next song is a song that's on this latest record. The record's called Long Fall Back to Earth. You know, as we were kind of going through the litany of different kinds of relationships, one in particular kind of really interested us, and we were really inspired by it, wanted to write a song surrounding it, is this idea of really dads and sons. And most of us up on the stage have kids, and they, you know, yeah, you've heard of kids. Kids, they start asking questions really early. You know, it's that why question. You know what, there's other ones that follow really soon after, and that's, do I measure up? Do I have what it takes? Am I worth it? You know, those are the questions that really matter, and we all began asking them when we were really little. And, you know, if you're from our generation, then there weren't a lot of really great answers to those questions provided by our parents. We are a generation of people who care deeply about really dumb things. You know, we are in constant need of a rescue from our own trivia. And it's just because we're still trying to answer those questions. And, you know, we're trying to do it in a lot of different ways. And so when we started hearing those questions being asked by our own kids, we thought we would, you know, we'd try to communicate as best we could, you know, just what we thought of them. And maybe a path to begin answering those questions. You know, mostly the best way to answer a good question is with a better question, right? So so that's kind of what we do. I know we all hated hearing that in school, but it's really true. You know, to learn how to ask better questions is such a good gift. So, good. You lost the bet, apparently, tonight. So, that's right. This is how we do things. Did I mention this is our first show in the new year?
Not going to have as many problems this year on stage.
Something to work towards.
Is that nobody
home? Huh. May have to do the rest of the show sitting in the front of the stage here.
Yeah. There earlier. So weird.
It's weird how things are there and then they're not. So it's going to turn into a speaking engagement really fast. My 3 points.
Do you want your guitar? Do you want your guitar back?
Yeah. Cover that. Can I put this on your guitar rig, Steve?
Yeah.
Trying to help our kids answer some questions, some tough questions. This is called Boys.
Listen, girls.
Come on now.
It's, you know, it's not about boys versus girls. Because even if boys win, they still lose, right?
Lesson 5. listen, one, do not hide. Listen, two, there are right ways to fight. And if you have questions, we can talk through the night. Been where you're going, and it's not that far. It's too far to walk, but you don't have to run to get there in time.
Yeah.
you're taking care of these great folks that are serving you tonight.
Have you enjoyed the Ramshead?
You confused them, Steve, because you called it the boar's head earlier.
Yeah, I
did. How the hell do you ever slice a turkey, please? our friend, and you know, you meet people in Nashville, and you know, I go out to a few shows here and there, and every once in a while, I kind of connect with a songwriter and a song, and Thad Cocker was just one of those guys that, like, I saw him play, and I heard his songs, and he was describing this situation where it was maybe one of the more perfect descriptions of a broken heart that I had heard, and he didn't say anything about a heart at all. And he didn't even really talk about anything except for a girl. But it was everything in the way that he presented it, and I thought, you know what? That's sort of the songwriter's dream is, you know, you're trying to say the thing in the least amount of words possible. So not like I'm doing right now. But, you know, Thad is just one of those guys who gets that, and he's good at it. And so tonight, before you leave, you know, he does have a new record that just came out. I don't know if he even mentioned that when he's up on stage. But it's a really fantastic record, and it's been in my CD player for a while now, and can't get it out. I got a new car radio for Christmas, so but I'll still listen to it. I'll put one in that one too. Yeah. So anyway, just thanks to Thad for playing tonight. I'll leave you with this one.
My soul, I'll be here, I'll be here.